Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Very happy to welcome Galactic, New Orleans' revered funk band, into the studio for a live session of material from their new album, Into the Deep. For a band steeped in New Orleans-style funk, this is a very diverse album with a wide variety of singers making guest appearances, including Mavis Staples and Macy Gray, who sings the title track. We'll meet the band after this spoken live version of a brass band-style song written by trombonist Corey Henry. It's Sugar Doocy. I knew we were going to have some fun today. That is Sugar Doozy, which is the way that Into the Deep, the new Galactic album, opens up. Great to see you guys. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, the last couple of albums were like deep New Orleans albums. And this one, of course, you guys can't possibly do a record that doesn't sound like New Orleans. But Robert Mercurio, were you going for a bit of a different vibe on this one?
Yeah, I think that, you know, like you had said, our last two were very New Orleans-centric, so this one wasn't as concept-heavy, and it kind of opened the doors for us to be able to do whatever we kind of felt we wanted to do.
I think I saw somebody say song-oriented, and I buy that. You got some really great, great songs in here, and some great singers, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think the song-oriented part of it came just through we've become better songwriters as well, you know, and kind of sought out to have them be a little less jam oriented and a little more song oriented.
Rich Vogel, did the 20 years kind of sneak up on you?
Completely. Yeah, I did. It's like I tell people, you know, it's too late to do anything else now.
Well, I can see that.
I'm not gonna become a doctor now, so yeah. You know,
you'd be the most interesting doctor out there. That's true. But has the mission of the band changed over the years? Has what you've wanted to do changed up in any ways?
Essentially, I don't think so. What we set out to do originally, I think we still, is still the goal we hold ourselves to, which is to make compelling groove-oriented music that makes people want to move and, you know, that they can feel. And that's kind of the basis of everything. You know, it all goes back to that just developing that strong sense of groove that we tried to develop as a rhythm section when we started playing together when we were young and running around New Orleans listening to bands like the Meters and the Neville Brothers and all the variations of those bands and side projects and all the brass bands and everything. And then, you know, we at the same time we were listening to a lot of old school funk and R&B and the great session bands from Booker T and the MGs, you know, all the Stax stuff and all the Motown stuff and the James Brown rhythm sections. And that we were listening to all that when we were learning to play together. And I think that having that as the basis of what we do is still kind of primary. But then on top of that, as Robert said, I think we've gotten better at writing songs and vocal type tunes, especially in collaboration with, you know, some really great vocal artists, and we've just come to find that we kind of renew ourselves by these collaborations, you know, through working with various songwriters and artists. You know, it gives us a shot in the arm and a reason to, you know, all show up and look at each other again and in the studio. So,
you know, you talk about running around town listening to some of the greatest musicians ever when you guys were younger.
Yeah.
Now, 20 years on, there are people running around looking at you. but one of the traditions that is getting a lot of young people into it is the brass band tradition, right? It seems like there are a lot of really great...
Yeah, there are, and they keep coming, you know? Yeah. New ones coming up all the time, and it's a beautiful, you know, thing in New Orleans to have this tradition that just is passed on through the generations, and music is just part of the fabric of life there and comes from the neighborhoods. It's been a fantastic place for us to be a band and for us to learn to play together and grow together. And there's always new things to check out, new things to draw inspiration from, and new people to potentially work with and do tracks with, you know.
Sounds great. I moonlight doing a funk show here, and I've been playing and getting some great response to Right On, one of the tunes from...
Yeah,
that's
case in point. I was just thinking of that track with Charm. And
Charm Taylor.
And, you know, she's been up and coming, and her band has been ripping around New Orleans and is a great band. And when we heard her, we thought, you know, we got to do something with her. And then the right song came along. She was available to do something, and it's just one of those things that just, you know, just clicked, and it's a perfect example. You know, we're lucky now at this point in our careers to be able to work with legendary artists who've been around much longer than we have, you know, the likes of Alan Toussaint, Irma Thomas, and so forth, and then great new artists that are coming up in New Orleans like Charm Taylor.
Well, now, she wrote the lyrics to this, I understand. But
that's right.
But Erica Falls is going to be doing Charm's part today?
Correct.
Great.
Yeah. Erica can sing anybody. She can do them all justice.
Excellent.
That's why we got her.
So it is Galactic Live, and this is Right On, folks.
All right.
Right On, Right On, Right On. That is Galactic, a tune called Right On from the new album called Into the Deep. We're getting a chance to have them live in the studio today. And sounds great. Thanks a lot. That's great. Now, from the beginning, this has been, just like so many other great bands from New Orleans and other ones you mentioned, an instrumental band. So you've always had to kind of figure out what to do, finding singers. And I can't believe you guys hit it out of the park this time around. You got Mavis Staples.
Yeah.
And did you go to Chicago, or how did that work?
Yeah. Robert and Ben flew up and recorded it. Robert can tell you about it. He was actually there.
Yeah, what was it like?
Yeah, Ben and I flew up and recorded her. we showed up and she was already in the studio working on the song, and she's just the nicest, sweetest woman ever, and like gave us big hugs, and we worked on the tune, and she just was killing it. And it's pretty amazing. I think she just turned 75, and
wow,
we were the ones that were like, okay, I think we're good. You know, she kept on wanting, let me do one more take. I'll just do one more take. You know, she came so professional and just totally wanting to work and totally willing to do whatever it takes to make the song good. And she's just was, we were just so fortunate to be able to have somebody like her sing the song for us.
Now, you guys have a song that's getting on the radio around the country, which is really, really nice. The title track of this record, Into the Deep. And Macy, it's like, was this one of those where you kind of cast Macy Gray for this song? Because she sounds great on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes and yes. We had the tune going a little bit, which had been written by a friend of ours, Jim Greer. One of the main little parts of it. And then we kind of worked it up with a great singer, lyricist, David Shaw from the band Revivalist from New Orleans. And then we got the big and bold idea that maybe we could get Macy Gray to sing it. And so we called her up and asked her if she'd do it, and she was into it, but she kind of took it then and tweak some of the lyrics herself too, and kind of put her stamp on it, which I think you can hear in some of those lines in there. So it kind of became this a very collaborative song between her and us and David Shaw.
Oh, it's definitely a great one. So yeah, get a version of that.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll do it.
Dutch going fishing. It don't matter if you're playing or wishing. Feel like I'm too far gone. Every day it's like a warning, baby, a warning, baby. Definitely darkest before the dawn. This I know. You should know. These words that make us whole. Into the deep we go, baby, till I drown. Into the deep we go, baby, till I'm bound. And I can't tell you how to live your life. It's just not what I know. You're the keys to all my churches. Open up the door. Always beautiful and always with me. Feel like my favorite song. Every day it's like heaven, baby, heaven, baby. Definitely darkest before the dawn. This I know. You should know. It's these words that make us whole. Open up the door.
That is the title track of End of the Deep, the new one from Galactic. Erica Falls killing that one. You guys, thank you so much for coming in and setting up. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us, David.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.